Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, conversations with government leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. The endowment was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. To find out more about the endowment, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour focuses on outstanding government executives who are changing the way government does business. In just a few minutes, I'll be talking with Kevin Thurm, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. But in this first segment, I'm talking to Beryl Radin, Professor of Public Administration and Policy at Rockefeller College at the State University of New York. The endowment was pleased to support Professor Radin's research on how HHS is managed. Her report, Managing Decentralized Departments, the Case of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, can be downloaded from the endowment's website. Tell us about your study of HHS.
Well, about 2 years ago, or 2 years before I started the study, I actually spent some time inside of the department, and I observed that the secretary, Donna Shalala, had adopted a management strategy that was actually very different from those that had been attempted in the past. She began with the assumption that the department contained many decentralized elements, and it's actually not possible to change them. So my research tried to explicate the dimensions of Dr. Shalala's strategy, and through interviews with agency heads, as well as through analysis of written materials.
Well, tell us, how then is Secretary Shalala and Deputy Secretary Thurm managing the department?
Well, there are actually five areas that I'd like to emphasize in terms of their management approach. The first is that they focus on substantive issues, not on management processes. And what I found was that with very few exceptions, the Office of the Secretary's strategy was to highlight specific policy initiatives or policy concerns, not simply management processes. The second area is that they developed the budget process as a collaborative and transparent enterprise. And that's really very, very unusual. And in the past, actually, the budget office had really tried to second guess what the program component's budget request had been. And this did not happen under Secretary Shalala. And so, for the most part, the budget that's sent to OMB represents the request proposed by the program unit. The third area of management approach has to do with the modes of decision making that have been undertaken, and there is a very strong commitment to collaboration and collegial values within the department. And I found that decisions are often made as a result of interaction between players, and a consensus approach is utilized. And that's a very important part of their strategy. The fourth thing that I would describe is what I call the no surprises ground rule. That there is a kind of a reciprocity that's built into the process. The program units have been given autonomy, but they are expected to always let the secretary, the deputy secretary, and the other components in the office of the secretary know when issues are coming to the surface. And then the last part of the strategy is a reliance on information exchange. For example, the deputy secretary holds quarterly management meetings with each of the program units on a regular basis. There's actually a final caveat that I'd like to make to the 5 points that I just described. Even though there is an emphasis on decentralization and autonomy for the program units, there are pressures on the secretary and the deputy secretary that push for centralization, so that there there's a flexibility that has been built into the process that allows there to be a combination of centralization, but also and decentralization at the same time.
Well, let me ask you, one of the things I found interesting, and you mentioned it in two of the 5 points, was the focus on collaborative efforts and collaborative decision-making. How did all that come about?
Well, I think it really came about because of personal style of both the secretary and the deputy secretary. And that's part, a big piece of it was their own personality and their own approach to the issues. The other thing that has happened is that the secretary and the deputy secretary really put together their own team, and so their loyalty to them was very, very strong. And even when people were replaced, as there were in, after the first term of the Clinton administration, the new people were socialized to these values of collaboration.
What are the lessons learned from your studies, and how can they be applied to other large departments?
Well, I actually came up with what I considered to be 6 lessons that I think are generalizable beyond HHS. The first is, and I think it reflects the conversation we just had a little while ago, is that management style has to fit the individual strengths and predilections of the leader. The kind of thing that Donna Shalala put in place, that approach was very comfortable for her. And part of it was because she had operated in the world of higher education, and she sometimes, in fact, says that compared to a university, HHS is very centralized. But she used a style that made sense to her, and she was comfortable with it. The second thing is that, and I think we all know this, but I just really want to reemphasize it, that the appointment of top officials in the organization is crucial. That has to do with loyalty to the person at the top, but also people who have expertise and knowledge of the field for which they have responsibility. The third lesson is really somewhat unusual. It's that units with responsibility for implementing programs are the core of the organization, and that they shouldn't be second-guessed by centralized units or groups in the office of the secretary. My fourth lesson is that a focus on substantive policy outcomes should be predominant, and that management processes should be viewed as means to policy ends, not as ends in themselves. And related to that is the fifth lesson, that the internal budget process in a department can be used as a method of highlighting shared goals and values, and it doesn't have to be a case where the budget office in the department is the modern-day Mack the Knife. And then finally, I think the lesson is that we have to acknowledge that whatever sort of management strategies are adopted internally, those cannot be insulated from various pressures from policy actors, other management actors, or political figures. So those are my sort of 6 lessons for others as well as future HHS secretary.
Thank you very much, Professor Radin. For those of you who want to read this important study, it can be obtained on the Endowment's website at endowment.pwcglobal.com or by calling the Endowment at 703-741-1077. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.